And welcome to On The Beat. And for the next couple of hours, we're going to be celebrating the music of George Harrison, the great George Harrison. And with me, I've got the sports editor from Radio Merseyside, who's a great George Harrison fan, and that's Ian Kennedy. And also from Palm Strings, Mark Guerrero, who's been here before because he's played with the Mersey Cats, and he's back on Merseyside to play with the Mersey Cats again. And he is a very respected musician, particularly in that sort of Tex-Mex type of genre. And his father too was one of the best known musicians around. But we'll have a bit more about that later on. What, Ian, is your great interest in George Harrison? Because when I talk to you, it always seems you put him above Lennon and McCartney.
Well, I do. It's a strange route for me because I came to George Harrison quite late on, really. I was a huge ELO fan as a kid, and Jeff Lynne was my big hero. And for ELO fans, the mid-80s, when they sort of basically packed in, left a huge void, and anything to do with Jeff Lynne, any news about Jeff Lynne interested me. And I found out 1987 that he was working with George Harrison on Cloud Nine, the album Cloud Nine, and that was my introduction to George Harrison, would you believe, even before the Beatles. And I had to get this album Cloud Nine because Jeff Lynne was on it, and that was the only reason I got it initially. But then obviously loved that album Cloud Nine, and a friend of mine then brought over to my house a copy of the album Gone Troppo from 1982. And when I heard that, I realized there was a connection now with George Harrison, not just Jeff Lynne, because Lynne obviously wasn't on that album. And I worked backwards, going through all the albums and then onto the Beatles, and did it that way around. So that's how it all started with me.
Right, well, we'll have a track from Cloud Nine in a second or two. We're going to hear George Harrison live, first of all, doing a Bob Dylan song. But Mark, what's your great interest in George Harrison?
Well, first of all, I just grew up loving the Beatles, and to this day, they're, in my mind, the greatest, you know, pop group of all time, and I just got the greatest inspiration from them and their music that stays with me till today, so it's words can't describe what they mean to me as a whole. I love Lennon McCartney, but I also appreciate Harrison, who was always underrated, but he wrote some great songs himself.
And as soon as he plays the guitar, you know it's him, don't you?
Definitely, and to this day, people are imitating his style, especially his slide style. You hear it to this day.
Right, well, we'll hear you imitating it in a few minutes' time, but here's the real thing. So a George Harrison track there from Cloud Nine called Wreck of the Hesperus. And you mentioned in Jeff Lynne there, and mentioning Jeff Lynne and George Harrison, most people, I think, will think of the Traveling Wilburys.
That's right, but they're very much involved and produced that album, Cloud Nine, and he gets a fair amount of criticism from time to time, Jeff Lynne, in terms of the work that he's done with George Harrison. Maybe we'll come on to that with the final album, Brainwash, because there was a lot said about that. But
indeed, I mean, if anyone's in a bookshop and they look at Michael Gray, who comes from Birkenhead, and his new Bob Dylan encyclopedia, just look at the entry on Jeff Lynne in that.
But I think that album, Cloud Nine, was really very much a comeback album for George Harrison, and I think Jeff Lynne did a pretty good job producing George on that. And that album, particular track, is a good example of that. He did record George very well.
I thought the Travelling Wilburys album was an absolutely superb album, and Jeff Lynne had a great deal to do with that.
Yes, and on both albums, actually, George didn't have, I don't think George wrote any of the tracks on the second Wilburys album, but on the first album, more so. There was obviously Roy Orbison and Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Bob Dylan, it was very much a combined effort, particularly on the first album, and Handle With Care, of course, is one of the standout tracks.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible, but baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Been stuck in a port, terrorized, sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care. I'm so tired. Got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
Wonderful record from the Travelling Wilburys, Handle Me With Care. And my second guest in the studio, who came in at the beginning of the programme, Mark Guerrero from Palm Springs, here. First of all, Mark, tell us why you're in Liverpool at the moment.
Well, it's my, I guess, second Beatle pilgrimage in a way. I came a year and a half ago and played with the Sounds of the 60s guys over at the Heighton Conservative Club. And I got to meet King Size Taylor, Ferenc Flamingos, Undertakers, all the musicians from the 60s and play with them. And we became very good friends. And then I was invited over to Mersey Cats. And then I did all the Beatle pilgrimage sites. And I fell in love with Liverpool. And when I heard that Sounds of the 60s is now playing regularly at the Cavern, I knew I had to come back to play at the Cavern, which I will be doing tomorrow night.
Mm. And so you're on a Sound of the 60s evening at the Cavern tomorrow night.
The Cavern tomorrow night around 8 o'clock we're playing. It's a £1 admission, and it goes to charity. Sounds of the 60s support musicians who are financially down on their luck, and it's a good cause. And there's going to be a lot of rock bands there. King Size Taylor will be there. And, of course, I'll be playing with Wheels on Fire.
And that's the Artie Davis' band,
yes,
isn't it?
Local,
yeah,
local
I mean, he's
guys.
A terrific drummer.
Absolutely.
And are you doing a set that isn't your normal set, as it
right.
Were?
You know, when I come to Liverpool, I rock. You know, that's another side of me. I do Little Richard, Long Tall Sally, Chuck Berry. I'm doing a couple of my own rockers, mm-hmm. and I always do some Beatles, like Slow Down, back in the USSR.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just come to rock.
And I know one of your close friends is Shan Romero, who
Absolutely.
Wrote Hippie Hippie Shake.
That's right, and I wrote a song for him that he recorded 2 years ago called Rockin' Like There's No Tomorrow. So,
is that a song you can do on a solo acoustic guitar?
It's possible. I'll have to think about the lyrics.
Okay, we'll get that from you later, okay. But I think you're all geared up for a George Harrison
song. Yeah, let's do one of the best George Harrison songs. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun. It's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun. It's all right. Little darling, the smiles return into their faces. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Little darling, I see the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Mark. I mean, it's great to think of these songs having such an effect on people all over the world.
I think Here Comes the Sun is right up there, for me anyway. I mean, I'm biased, I suppose, but right up there with the best Beatles songs. You know, if you had to, I mean, everyone has a different top 10 Beatles songs, but that would have to be right near the top, or in the top 10, certainly for me.
Now, I mentioned the Bob Dylan encyclopedia before of Michael Gray's, and there's a lovely quote in that, in the George Harrison entry, where George Harrison says to Bob Dylan, "I don't know how you can write words like that." And Dylan responds, "I don't know how you can play chords like that." So there are things that George Harrison does on that guitar that are quite unique to him, aren't there?
Absolutely. Very, an underrated guitarist, because he was so melodic, creative. You know, what he may have lacked in technical ability, like an Eric Clapton or somebody, he made up for with incredible melodic sense and style and feeling, and great guitarist.
What would be a sort of typical George Harrison chord, as it were?
I don't know if there's a typical chord, but he had his own style of playing slide guitar that has, like I said, survived to this day. People imitate it. You know, various things he did on certain Beatle records are unheard of, like "And Your Bird Can Sing," "Got to Get You into My Life," that thing in there, and nobody's played like that before.
Well, have you got your guitar there? Can you give us an example?
I certainly can't do that. "Got to Get You into My Life."
Okay.
Like, I don't know how in the world.
No, I meant
that.
The chords that he was doing. That was all.
Oh no! Like I said, I think it matters so much of chords. Although he did use a lot of diminished chords and augmented chords. You know, he was in a lot of minor chords, but there wasn't per se any particular George Harrison chord. But it's just the way he put things together in a unique way.
Yeah. And we'll look at George Harrison's influences now, and you've got a couple of examples, Ian.
Well, George actually loved a lot of the old stuff, you know, even going back to the 1930s, people like, Hoagy Carmichael stuff and Cab Calloway and that sort of era. George Formby was a big hero of his on ukulele. And of course, George played the ukulele throughout his life and really loved that instrument. And there's a track on the Gone Troppo album, I Really Love You, which was a hit, I think, for the Stereos in 1961. And this is an example of, because George did do other genres of music, he wasn't afraid to move into soul and on this occasion, doo-wop. Mm-hmm. And he had, I think, the backing vocalist from the Ry Cooder, and Ry Cooder actually was somebody he admired very much, talking about guitar styles. Mm-hmm. And the Ry Cooder vocalists, the backing vocalists, are on this track, I think. And there's a really low bass voice from Willie Green. And this is a very interesting track, I think. Just an example of how George had no qualms about moving into other genres of music.
Right, and then we'll follow it with his tribute to Smokey Robinson.
Indeed.
Here goes Cahill! Yes!
Cahill's gonna shoot! Oh! What a goal!
It's James Beattie edge of the penalty area. Chance for Beattie! Yes!
The new Premiership season starts on Saturday, the 19th of August. Get closer to the action with the station that's first for football. BBC Radio Merseyside.
I like the way you move.
And someone who can't wait for that football season, Ian Kennedy, is with me today. But
it's not far away.
Yeah, but we're talking about George Harrison today. And before that, you heard George Harrison's tribute to Smokey Robinson, Pure Smokey.
A big fan of Smokey Robinson. In fact, in 1970, that album from that track from that album came out in 1976, and the year before. On another album, Extra Texture was the album. There was another Smokey Robinson tribute song called Ooh Baby, You Know That I Love You, which I suppose goes well with Smokey's Ooh Baby Baby, if you see what I mean. So, yes. So yeah, he was a huge fan of Smokey Robinson and soul, if you like.
Yeah, and a lot of the music that came out just before the Beatles, like the Miracles, it was actually a pretty good period for music. A lot of commentators say no, you know, there was nothing much between 1960 and 62, but actually there was quite a lot. And someone who had a big novelty hit during that period was Tommy Bruce, who unfortunately died a few days ago. And Tommy Bruce had a huge hit with Ain't Misbehaving that got up to number two. And he had this great gravel voice, really. In fact, he's written his autobiography called Have Gravel, Will Travel. unfortunately, Tommy's gone now, and I'd just like to play a little record as a tribute to him. This is a track that George Harrison would probably love because it's got some ukulele on it.
Oh, he will love it.
Yeah, and it's called London Boys.
Here's a song about the scene. Marlin wrote to Bethnal Green. We are the London Boys. When we're walking down the old Kent Road, oh, the windows open wide. Eye to the eye, to eye, what a sight. And your father, he's all right. We are the London Boys. Come and meet us down the old Kent Road. We're all the ones that you're all right. Hey, your father, not a light. We are the London Boys. I was dancing with my bird last night. I said, I feel like a different fella. She said, funny thing, so do I. You can't win, can ya? We are the London Boys. We make a lot of noise. Now we're here to races, kipping our braces. Never worry wherever we go, so take a gander down the old Kent Road, where all the windows open wide. I took the wife out Friday night, she got tiddly, what a sight. We are the London Boys. Ain't it marvellous, eh? What do you think's happened now?
Won't be red tomorrow, cos the donkey's gone and done it again.
Them poor strawberries. Here's to the London Boys. They put us out of line. They don't come any finer. Every one of them's a real shiner. You won't find better mates wherever you go. So when we're walking down the old Kent Road, all the windows open wide. We had a basin full last night. As your father, I the kite. We are the London
Big potatoes. What are they?
They're King Edward gum.
Oh, I thought they were King Kong's.
A lime.
We are the London Boys.
A 1962 record from the late Tommy Bruce there called London Boys, and as a result of that record, he actually got the residency on the Wheel Tappers and Shunters Club. A few things that are on. We've already mentioned the Cavern tomorrow night, which includes our guest Mark Guerrero and also King Size Taylor. But earlier in the day, King Size Taylor and his wife Marga are going to be at Fort Perch Rock. They're going to be there at 1 o'clock telling the Merseybeat story, amongst other things. On July the 24th, Monday, July the 24th, at Telford's Warehouse in Chester, a fantastic venue this, the great Tony Joe White. Tony Joe White, Pork Salad Annie, July the 24th at Telford's Warehouse. on the 20th of August at the Beaufort Hotel, which is just north of Ormskirk. You've got a jazz evening with Keith Nichols, who wrote quite a few songs for the Merseyside Jazz Band, has a very good career of his own. Keith Nichols and the Cheshire Cats, and it's called A Salute to the 20s. So if you fancy that, A Salute to the 20s, which, let's face it, is 80 years ago now, Sunday, 20th of August at the Beaufort Hotel. October the 6th, the guitarist Stephen Grossman is going to be at the Southport Arts Centre, and that's the same day that the Beatles press officer Tony Barrow is going to be at the Unity Theatre. October the 8th, you've got Lyle Lovett at the Lowry Theatre in Manchester. And on November the 1st, oh, this is interesting, it's not just Joe Brown, you've got the Joe Brown family. You've got Joe Brown with his daughter Sam Brown and his son Peter Brown, together with the brothers, of course. And that's going to be at Southport Theatre on Wednesday, November the... I think it's November the 1st, but it's the first Wednesday in November anyway. Yeah, it is November the 1st. Right, and... our old friend Farron has got an album out at last, tracks he's recorded recently, and this is from the album, which is called Raining in My Heart. This is Farron with My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue, when each weary day is through, how I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, just dreaming of your tender kiss, and thinking, hey, we shared our dreams. I'll hold you, and then there'll be no blue memories. Then, when the skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do. Just so long as I have you, my happiness. They've gone by since we shared our dreams. I'm gonna hold you close, and then there'll be no blue memories then. When the skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do. Just so long as I have you, my happiness.
So, after all these years, a whole album's worth of material from Farron, Raining in My Heart, and that was My Happiness. See the influence of Dennis Le Corriere on him too, and in fact he does quite a few Doctor Hook songs on this album, but nice one, Farron, well done. And Ian Kennedy, let's go back to George Harrison now and give us a rarity.
It is a rarity, this. The only place this turned up was on the soundtrack, would you believe, of the film Porky's Revenge, which is an odd place to find something like this. But I think it was Dave Edmonds who persuaded George Harrison to get involved in this soundtrack album. And he came up with another Bob Dylan track, funnily enough, called I Don't Want to Do It. And it was on the soundtrack of the film Porky's Revenge.
So if you see Porky's Revenge on TV, don't think that's not for me, because there's a George Harrison song in it there, written by Bob Dylan, and that was George Harrison with I Don't Want to Do It.
Great track, that.
It's
got a sort of country feel, hasn't it? It's a country pop type feel. And he wasn't doing a lot, actually, in terms of recording between 82 and 87, and that was 1985. Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting to hear a track from that sort of period from George.
And has that track appeared, say, on the George Harrison box set?
No. That's the only place I've ever found it, anyway.
So there's scope for a George Harrison box set that collects all these things together.
Well, he brought out The Dark Horse Years, which was a box set of his sort of latter albums, and there were one or two sort of bonus tracks and demo versions on that, but that's the nearest we've come so far to an official anthology, if you like. I mean, that would be the great thing for George Harrison fans, would be a legitimate anthology series, which, who knows, may come out in the future.
Right, and talking about things that are coming out, a few weeks ago in this programme I mentioned that there was the Alexis Corner at the Cavern CD had been reissued. Now, this was an album that he made in 1963 at the Cavern, a wonderful album. It was on the Oriole label, long, long deleted, but Alexis Corner at his best, and the Radioactive label put it out just a couple of months ago. Well, lo and behold, this week I get Alexis Corner at the Cavern, and this has come out on Castle, which not only has the whole of that album on, but another 12 bonus tracks as well, unfortunately not recorded at the Cavern. So if you are thinking of getting Alexis Corner at the Cavern, then get the Castle version because you get far more music. But there you are. And if you bought the Radioactive version, hard luck. Right. Mark, let's have another song from you now, please.
The George song.
Well, whatever you like.
Another one of my favorite George Harrison songs from the White Album.
I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping, still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how. Nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning, while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must surely be learning, still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted, you were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted, no one alerted you. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. Look at you all, still my guitar gently weeps.
Thank you.
Excellent. Were you singing the right words there?
Absolutely.
I don't know how you were diverted.
Yes.
You were perverted
that
too.
That is absolutely correct. Yes. Absolutely correct.
I wonder what he was on when he wrote that.
Who knows, in 1968.
Well, indeed, yes. Let's have a cover version now, a very nice cover version. This is from two CDs that have come out called Fried Glass Onions, Memphis Meets the Beatles, and it's local Memphis bands who are recording at the moment and doing covers of Beatles songs, and this is the Billy Gibson Band with For You Blue, a George Harrison song.
at me, and baby, that's when it hit me. I feel it now, now baby, I hope you do.
Yes I do, yes I do.
Because you're sweet and lovely, girl, you know lovely girl, and you know it's true.
Yes, it's true, yes, it's true.
But now I'm singing this song about you. It's for you, baby. I love you more than ever. It's for you, Blue. Show enough, I love you.
Love you.
That's right, I love you.
Every morning, every
moment. You know I love you.
I've seen you now, and I miss you, girl.